Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, doing a coach's playbook today with Simpson assistant softball coach Callie Dutton. Coach, a big part of Simpson's success this season has been defense, specifically infield defense, even more specifically, pitchers fielding their position. What do you see when you see the pitchers fielding their position so far this season?
They've been doing a really great job. The beginning of the season, it was very rough, I will say. Me and the catching coach, actually, Addie Pender, spent a lot of time together with them working on just their simple throws to first, a little sway so that they have a momentum and don't throw it into the ground. And there's been a great improvement. They've been doing a great job.
Well, a big part of that, in Division III softball especially, if you can field the bunt, it takes away a lot of team strengths. Communication-wise, how do you and Coach Mathias have that set up of who's fielding where, first and third, who's covering what? And obviously the pitchers have to have that big area of coverage in order to get the out.
Correct, yeah. We talked a lot about it at the beginning of the year and our default bunt and all that stuff. I'm a big fan of a really big infield, so that means your pitcher's got to be athletic. And we worked a lot with them, and it was new to them. They were told to never touch a ball. If there's a pop-up, let the third baseman get it. But we still have that mentality of, you know, third base, if you can get it, okay, do your job. But pitchers, if you can get it too, don't be scared. And they've done a great job and have adjusted well. So
let's say I'm a pitcher, and I'd be horrible at that, but I throw my pitch to home. What do you preach is what my next step is, whether I know a bunt is coming or not?
Ready position instantly. Don't be surprised if there's a bunt. Don't automatically panic and throw your hands up. But as soon as that ball leaves your hand, you're anticipating a ball coming at you just like an infielder is too, so that you don't make a mistake or don't panic if the ball is hit to you.
I know we all kind of joke about it in baseball and softball, but pitchers often the worst throwers in the infield making its way over to first. How do you work on that in a drill, and how do you communicate that to the pitchers of, hey, we got to make a different throw this time?
Yeah, so a lot of them threw the ball into the dirt or over the first baseman's head a lot. So I worked with them a lot on field the ball, and if you have time, run over and underhand it to the first baseman. A lot of them didn't like it. So it was more of, all right, if we make a bad throw, then we're going to do push-ups. And so a lot of them started running over, and some of them still stand up and throw, but their throws are a lot better because we work on it more and more instead of having them go over to the bullpen and just pitch. They come and do defense with infield so that they practice it a lot instead of just it thrown at them in a game. So,
how does having a pitcher be able to field their position make the rest of the defense better? And not just first and third, but that helps second and short a lot too.
It takes a lot of pressure off of everybody, in my opinion. Third base doesn't have to try to sprint across the field for a ball. First base doesn't have to anticipate a ball in the dirt. It just takes a lot of pressure off of everybody, and it helps the defense tremendously.
Coach's Playbook segment here on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, talking with Simpson College assistant softball coach Callie Dutton about pitchers fielding their position. How important is that chemistry and communication too? I don't want to see players collide when trying to field a ball. How do you work on that too, as you try to grow that? Is that just playing time together, or is there something from the coaching perspective you can do?
It's a lot of playing time together. They all know each other. They hear ball, 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 and they know that's not theirs anymore if they can't get it. But they attack everything, until they're called off of it by the person that has the primary position to get that ball. So, like third base, if K has ball, 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 pitcher backs up, they let it happen. So it's a lot of repetitive work on it and just playing time with each other so that they know each other as well.
What does a drill look like to work on pitchers fielding their position? I know you can just take infield as long as you want, but a lot of that doesn't simulate that real game time feel. What does a drill look like from your perspective?
Yeah, so a lot of the times I have them go out to the mound, and they take three ground balls to first, three to second, three to third, and then three bunts, and it tires them out, but they get that arm working, and they work on their endurance so that they're not in late in a game. If their arm's tired, they know that they can still make that throw because we work on that too, and it's just constant pressure on them as well.
I know Simpson's defense has been a big calling card for their success, like we talked about. Have you noticed other teams adjusting to fielding the infield so well this year, maybe trying to pop it up a little bit more, or is it just continually testing the storm strength?
They try to test us until they realize that they can't get their job done. A lot of the times they try to bunt down the first baseline and it goes to the pitcher, and they think that our pitchers haven't been the greatest at fielding bunts in the past, so they think they can get on with it, but we've worked on it and worked on it. So they adjust and try to hit it in the air, and it doesn't work either.
Last thing is, one thing we haven't talked about so far is the catcher. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to have a pitcher and a catcher running straight at each other a lot of times, especially if the bunt is right out in front of home plate. Walk me through what that looks like from the catcher's perspective, what Maddie behind the dish is thinking about and looking for when a bunt is dropped.
She goes for anything that she can. She hasn't had a lot of opportunities right at the plate because a lot of our pitchers throw pretty hard, so it bounces off their bat. But she knows that she's going to go for anything that she can, and she has the better angle towards first, so pitchers back up, but they go for it until they're called off. And they know that they can't just stand and watch a ball. They got to try to make a play to the best of their ability, and Maddie does a great job, too, of popping out. Hasn't had a lot of opportunities, but she gets it when she needs to.
Once again, that was a coach's playbook on pitchers fielding their position with Simpson College assistant softball coach Callie Dutton. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll have more after this on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.